local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And here you thought it was over. Nah, here come the runoffs. We'll talk more about yesterday's Super Tuesday results here at home and around the country in just a second. Also, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. Bumpy weather for the next day and a half or so. He has an update coming up in a sec, and we'll check traffic right now with Kane. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. State troopers not working any new accidents. Northbound 65, the exit ramp, the Airport Boulevard. They do have a car in a ditch, and it's a little bit foggy there, but the heaviest fog, of course, is going to be downtown and across the Bayway. Saturday, March 21st, join Kane's Warrior Kids at Mitchell Sports Bar and Gaming Company at 7 p.m. in Fairhope with Race Car B there. And we've teamed up with Facebook group Love 7 Cents for the Baskets of Love Night, collecting Easter baskets for the USA Women's and Children's Hospital. Get details at caneswarriorkids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo one-day sales event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, March 6th from 8 to 5 and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday the 6th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Highway 59 in Robertsdale.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms along with fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few morning showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5. It's Mobile Mornings. 71 degrees now at our studios, and pretty much topped out around the 70s here as the rain is on its way. And you can look at the radar. Northern portions of our listening area, y'all are getting, not just getting some rain, y'all have been getting some serious showers as the front, the stationary front kind of draping across South Alabama, is making its self known here. Heavy thunderstorms north, Mobile County, Washington County. Folks I know up by Chatham got some pretty heavy duty rain to start off their morning. Now it's moved over into Clark County. And if you start looking to the north and east, it is reds and yellows on the radar the whole way up just to almost Birmingham. Heavy duty.
Not what we wanted to see after all the flooding that we had over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in weather with Dr. Bill, and also we'll talk about the chance of severe thunderstorms today for our area, and also this tornado watch that's in effect. We'll get into that coming up at around 7:35 with Dr. Bill. And the good news, he'll look past the rain towards the weekend ahead and what's shaping up. All right, so it was Super Tuesday, but it's not done yet. Now, here come the runoffs, and we'll go through the numbers this morning, through what was put to bed. The majority of things were put to bed, like Amendment 1 being defeated, and Public Service Commission and judicial races, and those were put to bed.
Yeah, the Amendment 1 race went to bed about 6 or 7 hours before we went to bed last night. That was called early.
Yeah, it's 75-76% no votes on Amendment 1. But we'll look at the two that are going to run off here in our neck of the woods. Well, one across the state of Alabama, one right here in AL1. I'm not going to act like I was surprised. We've been talking, I think from about November on, from when in the Senate race, when Jeff Sessions got in the mix, I said, we're going to get a runoff out of this. And we're looking at it now as it's Tuberville and Sessions in the runoff. It's going to be key, though. Our area is going to play into this big time in this runoff, because you look at the numbers that came in for Bradley Byrne down here, 52% of the vote. I mean, really did well down here, but because he didn't do it in the rest of the state, he was third. He has conceded and he's out. Now, where do those votes shift? Do they vote to Session? Do they shift to Sessions or go to Tuberville? That's one of the big questions. Last night, it was Jeff Sessions thanking all the people that ran against him in his speech as he took on the next role here, that is the runoff.
And I want to congratulate every candidate for running, for having the courage to step into the arena. I'd like to thank my old friend, Bradley Byrne. He fought a good fight, he ran a good race, and he's done a lot of good for our state as my congressman. So we are adversaries in this campaign, but I look forward to working with him in the future. I have some terrible news for Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Chuck Schumer. Doug Jones's brief visit in the United States Senate is just about over.
We'll get more from the speech from former Senator Jeff Sessions coming up in 8 o'clock hour of the show. Also, AL1 in the Republican primary in a runoff, and you're looking at a, you know, people say a narrow margin, but in a size of AL1, it's a thousand votes that Jerry Carl has over Bill Hightower, but obviously goes to runoff in this. And the question that a lot of people will have, just like they're wondering in the Senate race, is where will the votes that went to the third place finisher, which is Chris Pringle, where do those votes go to? Now, there's a fair school of thought that says the people that show up to vote in a primary whose candidate does not make it into a runoff, they don't show back up. Mm-hmm. But if they do, which way will those votes break? I know a lot of people are looking at that as you look at this 1,000-vote difference, a little over 1,000-vote difference. Let's see. It's 1,226-vote difference with Jerry Carl edging out Bill Hightower in AL1 Republican primary.
Yeah, and they were right around 100,000 votes total in that race. So what you see is the percentage points break down just about evenly with the amount of votes they got. So Jerry Carl with 38,252, and that's 38.7% of the vote. So that means that just around 23,000 votes out of the 100,000 from last night, all of those voters, if they go back to the polls for the runoff, those votes will have to go somewhere, and that will easily be the deciding factor for AL1's GOP primary.
All right, we're talking about all this on the text line right now with you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the phone number to call the station. We'll be turning up your voice after 8 o'clock when Jeff Poore joins us. A great analysis from him. We'll be doing that coming up in less than an hour's time. And also, keep that phone number handy, 343-0106. I implore you to add it to your contacts. If you'll go in your phone, just put in FM Talk 106.5 and put in the phone number. If y'all aren't from around here, welcome. 251-343-0106. And that's good for calling the 20-something individual shows we have run during the week here, and also lets you do things like win them before you can buy them. Jake Owen tickets.
Oh, man.
Jake Owen coming March 15th to the Sanger Theater. Tickets go on sale Friday. We got a shot for you to win tickets sometime very soon right here at FM Talk 106.5. Now, across the fruited plain, it was Super Tuesday. 14 states involved. Big day for Bernie. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
With contests in 14 states and American Samoa, a lot of delegates were up for grabs. Former Vice President Joe Biden entered Super Tuesday propelled by a turnaround win in the South Carolina primary and with the endorsements of Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, fellow contenders who dropped out of the race over the weekend. Biden's first victory on Super Tuesday came from the state of Virginia.
Feels good. I don't know what the outcome, what the actual results are, but it feels good.
While in California,
I'm here to report. We are very much alive! And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
Biden went on to win several states, including Alabama, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Minnesota. Bernie Sanders, who entered the Super Tuesday contests as the perceived frontrunner, quickly won in his home state of Vermont. He also captured Colorado and Utah. Sanders was confident he would go all the way to victory.
We are going to win the Democratic nomination. And we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
Michael Bloomberg, who entered the race late, won American Samoa early in the evening. Super Tuesday marked the first time he appeared on a primary election ballot. He has been using his considerable fortune to buy campaign ads to elevate his visibility around the country. But he didn't get a big haul from Super Tuesday. He and Elizabeth Warren had already moved on to non-Super Tuesday states. Bloomberg was campaigning in Florida.
If I'm the nominee, let me make you this promise. We will beat Donald Trump here in Florida and swing states around the country.
Florida holds its primary on March 17th. Warren, who lost her home state of Massachusetts to Joe Biden, was campaigning in Michigan.
My name is Elizabeth Warren, and I'm the woman who's going to beat Donald Trump.
Warren also told supporters she's looking beyond the White House toward flipping the Senate and putting the Democrats back in the majority. Bloomberg, meanwhile, plans to reassess his campaign after his Super Tuesday results. He spent more than $500 million of his own money on the campaign, but didn't gain as much traction as he had hoped. A spokesman says Bloomberg's goal remains beating Donald Trump in November. Whether Bloomberg continues to try to do so on his own or to throw his support behind someone else remains to be seen. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Hey, you got to cut me some slack. We were here till about midnight last night. We're back in here for something this morning. It was a big day for Biden.
Right.
Both with B names, and I'm getting old, and sometimes I trip up on that.
You know.
Doesn't happen a whole bunch, but it does happen.
Biden, I think he slips up much more often than you do. Remember, right. He called it Super Thursday going into the weekend.
What does it mean? If I have a gaffe about the gaffe-prone Biden, it's a magnification of gaffedom.
Yeah, and listen to this tweet real quickly while we're talking about the former vice president's gaffes. A BBC reporter said Biden is far more disciplined post-South Carolina, says he's reading his speeches, he's finishing his sentences, he's completing his thoughts.
Doesn't that seem like a report you'd get from second grade for your child?
Yes.
Plus, they're doing as they're told. They're not talking out of line. They're finishing their sentences. We're so proud of little Joe. Yeah. We're so proud. He's really growing up here in the second grade. Hey, I wanted to throw one number at you. I mentioned earlier, as you play the game here in this this sprint here into the runoff. Okay, I'm looking at these stats for Baldwin County votes for Senate for the Republican primary. Let me point this out. Bradley Byrne gets 56.31% of the vote, okay, in Baldwin County. Then you look at Jeff Sessions, 25.81% of the vote. Tommy Tuberville, 12.39. Now, think about how different this is than the statewide number and what kind of outsized influence we can have down here. You know, if people would if it stays the way it is, there's going to be a whole bunch of votes going, you would imagine, to Sessions because Byrne is out of it. Mobile County, even less for Tommy Tuberville, 10.8%. Bradley Byrne with 52% of the vote in Mobile County. You had Jeff Sessions with 30.4% of the vote and Tommy Tuberville with 10.8% of the vote. So it was significant in Mobile and Baldwin counties, the gap between where Tuberville, it's a 23% gap between how Tommy Tuberville did in Mobile and Baldwin counties and how he did over the entirety of the state.
Another portion of the state that I'm interested in, and I need to find the exact numbers, but Tuscaloosa. A lot of people were wondering how the former Auburn head coach was going to do in Tuscaloosa.
Can we get those numbers? Yeah, let's try to get the probate
I'll try to get the exact numbers, but I do know that Sessions finished first in Tuscaloosa and Tuberville was second, but a very close third for Byrne in Tuscaloosa. So where will the Byrne votes go in that region? That's big, too.
Yeah, that's what the analysis and all the advertising is going to be done for over the next 4 weeks. All right, 718 FM Talk 106.5. On the way, the information you needed to know, you know, they say you're supposed to sing certain songs while you wash your hands to make sure. You should do this anyway, y'all. I mean, we talk about it for coronavirus, wash your hands. How about you wash your hands anyway? Because it's a good thing to do. But they said happy birthday is not long enough to sing. You got to sing happy birthday twice to make sure you're washing your hands long enough. So, thank you, Twitter and the internet. People have looked up the song choruses that would be long enough for you to wash your hands for 20 seconds. So, songs that have a 20-second song chorus.
Okay.
We'll get that list coming up in just a second right here on Mobile Mornings. 720, check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County woman is facing child abuse charges for reportedly punching a small child in the face. Deputies say Nishafi Bettis hit the child after getting mad while shopping at a Dollar General. Florida officials are reporting a third case of coronavirus in the state. Two cases have been confirmed while health officials are still working to confirm the new case. The most recent patient is the sister of a woman who was already infected after traveling together in Italy. Meanwhile, Florida health officials are also frustrated because officials in New York didn't tell them an infected patient had traveled to Miami. The Pensacola Police Department is selling T-shirts and hats for the upcoming Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. The torch will make its way across Florida to the Special Olympics Summer Games opening ceremonies in Orlando. The money raised will support Special Olympics athletes. T-shirts are $15. Hats are $20. You can find details on how to order a T-shirt or hat at WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and we were talking about getting your yard and landscape done and finished and looking perfect, but you said there's another step.
In my opinion, okay. The icing on the cake really is landscape lighting, especially right now. I mean, it's dark at 5:30, and if you want to extend the enjoyment of that new front yard or backyard, or if you just want to wow everyone.
Yeah, you want to show it off. I'll say it.
Landscape lighting really is the best way. In a number of ways, we do that with uplighting the trees and path lights and backlighting a couple of different things. I mean, it really is the icing on the cake.
Y'all are very specific about that. It's not just throwing some lights out there. There's reasons to put a light here, there, and somewhere else.
Right. There's a science to it, and we don't want it to look like a runway. So, you know, we take design elements into it. And another thing is that the landscape lighting now is all LED, so it's lasting much longer. It's using a tenth of the power, and it's about half the price it used to be about 10 years ago.
All right. We want to get lit up. Let's give you a call. How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 722 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start in college basketball, where the South Alabama Jaguars rallied from 6 points down to beat Texas State last night, 58-54. It was the final regular season game of the year for South, who finished the season on an 8-game win streak and got the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference. And by earning that number 2 seed, the Jags get a ticket straight to the conference tournament semifinals. The tournament begins this coming Saturday, but South gets a lot of time off. They'll next play at 2 p.m. next Saturday, March the 14th, at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. And the Jags, with that 3-game bye, now only needs to win 2 games to earn a ticket to the NCAA tournament. In the SEC last night, Alabama fell to Vanderbilt 87-79. The Tennessee Vols rallied from 17 points down to upset number 6-ranked Kentucky in Lexington 81-73. And South Carolina beat Mississippi State 83-71. Tonight, there's 4 games in the conference. At 6 o'clock, number 17, Auburn hosts Texas A&M. The Tigers are favored by 12.5 points. And you can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6 tonight, Georgia hosts SEC East rival Florida, and Arkansas will host LSU. Then at 8, Missouri is on the road at Ole Miss. In baseball, South Alabama lost yesterday to number 25-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa, 12-2. The Tide homered 4 times in the win and remain undefeated with a 13-0 record. The loss drops the Jags record to 7-7. Next up, they have an even tougher test. South goes back on the road to face number 10-ranked Arkansas on Friday. 723 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Time to check our tax tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Like most years, the tax filing deadline is April 15th. If you can't file your return by then, you can ask the IRS for an automatic extension. Filing that paperwork gives you 6 extra months until October 15th to file your tax return, no questions asked. But be sure to meet that deadline. After that, the IRS isn't willing to extend the due date. Failing to file your paperwork or request for extra time can result in big fines. Penalties can be worth thousands of dollars. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/businessdeals.
time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the low to mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms along with fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few morning showers and highs in the upper 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Still working in action where cars in a ditch. Northbound I-65 exit ramp to Airport Boulevard. And we've got a decent amount of fog there and heavy fog. Less than a quarter mile visibility across the Bayway and the Causeway. Looking good northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair this Saturday, March 7th from 9 to 2 for 40 jobs. Applications got to be completed online before attending the job fair by going to RenaissanceMobileJobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Caden. 727 FM Talk 106.5. My best count, three runoffs that affect us down here.
Mm-hmm.
AL won both the Democrat primary and the Republican primary in a runoff, and of course, the Republican Senate primary that runoff as well. And I'll talk more about this in the 8 o'clock hour, but look at that. Look at the disparity between how Tommy Tuberville did statewide and how he did in Mobile and Baldwin counties. He's 12% and 10%, I think, in Baldwin and Mobile counties. And, of course, he's, you know, in the 30s as you look at the rest of the state. Something to check out. We'll talk more about that with Jeff Poore when he joins us in just a few minutes. About 32 minutes. 32, something like that. Hey, listen, we were up late last night, and we thank you for all the text. We appreciate that. It does mean a lot. The calls and texts when we're up here, and it's fine. That's our job, working a long day on a Super Tuesday, but we sure appreciate the text and the nice words. Thank you very, very much. All right, I mentioned we'd shift gears for a second and talk coronavirus, because that's what you have to do. To be a functioning news group, you have to talk about that. So, well, it looks like Happy Birthday is not long enough of a song to sing when you wash your hands, because they said you have to wash your hands for 20 seconds to make sure, and I think I go 30 seconds to make sure they're clean.
Even extra.
So, Happy Birthday, not everybody's favorite song, you know, unless it's your birthday. So now Twitter has posted a list of songs with choruses that are roughly 20 seconds long, so you can sing them once instead of having to sing Happy Birthday twice.
Oh, what a relief.
All right. So there's some classic rock in this mix, there's some funk in this mix, there's some rap in this mix, there's some disco in this mix, and we'll give you that list of songs coming up. Dr. Bill, after news from Channel 5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The race to represent Alabama in the U.S. Senate heads to a runoff after yesterday's primary election. Jeff Sessions will square off against Tommy Tuberville as he fights to reclaim his old Senate seat. The race was close. That was expected. The runoff is set for the end of March, March 31st. Bradley Byrne, who waged an uphill battle against Sessions and Tuberville, says he'll continue to work to defeat Democrat Doug Jones. Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower will also be in a runoff in the race to fill the job being vacated by Byrne, representative from Congressional District 1. Alabama voters reject a measure to remove the current school board and replace it with one appointed by the governor. 75% voted against putting Amendment 1 on the November ballot. Governor Ivey's office issued a statement saying she was disappointed but would continue fighting to improve education in the state. Only 33% of voters showed up at the polls during this election cycle compared to 41% in 2016. That's according to the Secretary of State's office. Mobile probate judge Don Davis said absentee voting applications were down 25%. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Special report, Super Tuesday. A resurgent Joe Biden has scored wins across the country, including Texas, Arkansas, Alabama, Minnesota, North Carolina, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia. President Trump has weighed in this morning on the wins.
Just read the president's post-Super Tuesday tweets and you'll know against whom he would prefer to run. The Democrat establishment came together and crushed Bernie Sanders again. Even the fact that Elizabeth Warren stayed in the race was devastating to Bernie and allowed Sleepy Joe to unthinkably win Massachusetts. So selfish for Elizabeth Warren to stay in the race. She has zero chance of even coming close to winning, but hurts Bernie badly.
There's Bob Costantini. Progressive rival Bernie Sanders seized Super Tuesday's biggest prize, a win in California. And as in terms of the Michael Bloomberg continued campaign, that is in question. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Trade events are quickly going dark across the globe due to the coronavirus, and that's taking away sales opportunities that may be difficult to make up for companies. Some are taking their shows online with virtual events they stream from their headquarters to reach customers anyway. But marketing experts and executives warn there is no substitute for face-to-face contact with potential clients. With the virus still spreading across the world, exhibition companies are totaling up the losses being suffered by an industry that also pumps billions into hotels, restaurants, and cab drivers' wallets. UPS says it's starting to see a rebound in China and Hong Kong over the past week, and it's trying to capitalize on it. UPS says there's probably going to be some cargo that shifts from sea to air that could provide a boost to international shipments, though the pacing of that rebound isn't quite clear yet. Crude oil trading at $47.94 a barrel on Wall Street futures are surging. And that's Your Money Now.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-646-9595.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And humid is an understatement out there this morning, as it is way sticky, and we've got rain not too far to our north.
Yeah, and quite a bit of fog around, too, and that's going to be a problem again tonight. But, yeah, we've got an interesting situation now with a stationary front along the coast, a storm system coming out of South Texas that will move into the coastal areas of Louisiana tonight and then move right across coastal southwest Alabama early tomorrow morning. So far, over the last several hours, we've had some very heavy thunderstorms that have moved across central Mississippi and central Alabama, reaching as far south as here in Washington County. And right now, in fact, we have a really strong thunderstorm that has moved into southern Clark and northern Baldwin and is now moving into Monroe and Conecuh counties. And that'll continue to move on to the east. This is a pattern that we'll see for the next 24 hours. With these disturbances moving from west to east as upper air systems rapidly move through. And of course, eventually that low pressure area I talked about at the surface, which over Texas, will be moving along the coast tonight and early tomorrow morning. So for today, look for showers and thunderstorms. A few of them could be severe. And the high today will be in the 70s, anywhere from 70 to 75 degrees. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms again with dense fog, lows in the mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day with a few morning showers. And the high tomorrow will be in the upper 60s. And then it looks really good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunny skies for Friday and Saturday with highs. Well, we'll look at it in the upper 60s for Friday and low 60s for Saturday. And then back to the upper 60s on Sunday. So it looks like a really good weekend ahead.
All right. Let's talk about getting to that good weekend. So talk about the rainfall and the thunderstorms. Tornado watch in effect for our area. What are your feelings on this? I mean, people should always be obviously aware of things and taking this into account. But with the tragedy in Nashville, people are on alert here.
Yeah, well, there's always a possibility, and particularly conditions right now, plenty of moisture and these upper air disturbances moving through. Some of these stronger thunderstorms could possibly produce a tornado or two, but most of it will be straight line winds, gusty winds with these thunderstorms that will produce a lot of rain. As for our area, we'll likely see between now and early tomorrow morning perhaps a couple of inches of rain, maybe 3 inches in some areas. But as you go a little farther to the north and up into central portions of Alabama, could be anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain by the time it all moves out early tomorrow morning.
All right, Dr. Bill. And just to get a perspective from you on what happened in Nashville, you've seen the video and the pictures of the damage up there. This is, there's maybe EF3 tornado. What? How strong are those winds?
Well, it I haven't seen a lot of good aerial pictures yet, but it's going to be at least a 3, but in many areas it looks like it could be at least a 4. So
wow.
They're going to have to do a lot of work on this for the next couple of days and looking at the damage.
Give us a perspective, EF4. What are those winds in an EF4?
Well, you're starting to get up to a 4 and 5, which are considered major tornadoes. We're looking at 150 mile per hour winds plus, and you know, getting on up toward 200 miles per hour.
Wow!
And you know, that's a wind you see in a hurricane, a very strong hurricane. In a hurricane, those winds are mostly straight, but in the case of a tornado, we've got rotation over a smaller area, and that produces a different stress pattern on buildings. And so there's quite a difference between the winds of a hurricane and those of a tornado.
All right. Appreciate the education, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, coming up this morning, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Also, Jeff Poore joins us for analysis of Super Tuesday. We have audio from speeches last night, the latest information on some of the down ballot races that maybe haven't been talked about so much this morning. We'll get into those as well and get traffic right now from Kane. And yes, I'm going to tell you what songs they're offering up the choruses to sing when you wash your hands to make sure you get them clean. No more having to sing Happy Birthday twice. We got some cool songs for you on the way.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department at Airport and Air Terminal Drive, right in front of the airport. Also I-10 eastbound, the ramp to South Water Street. Both of those going to be without injuries. And again, state troopers on the scene of another wreck at Snow and Wolf Road, as we've got a lot of fog across the Bayway in the downtown area and into Daphne. The newly designed Deep South Speedway, the Palace of Speed, opening up next Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night, and children under 7 are free. Get the details on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet David Morris, CEO of Mobile-based QB Country, pumping out quality quarterbacks and quality young men. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
The Roberts Brothers Charitable Fund is a nonprofit program that provides financial and emotional support for Gulf Coast families that have endured the loss of a child. The Charitable Fund gives Roberts Brothers the chance to give back to our community. Visit robertsbrotherscharity.com for more information and to donate today.
David Morris is the founder and CEO of QB Country, a business designed to train quarterbacks at all levels, from middle school to professional veterans. Based in Mobile, their resume includes 3 FBS championship quarterbacks, 170 college scholarships, 31 this year alone, and 7 NFL draft picks, including 1 first rounder. But these are David's exceptions. His primary customer is a middle or high school kid who wants to get better. David teaches lots of football, and even more so, lots of confidence, from how to call the play in the huddle to how to shake the hand of an adult. It all matters to David, he says. It all builds the man. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday special time, 1 p.m., here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, we're glad to have you along. You know, you mentioned yesterday, too, seeing pictures of store shelves empty of hand sanitizer, but right below it, the soap was there.
Yes.
And it's fine, but I've read a lot of research, too, that says if you wash your hands properly, it's actually even more effective than this hand sanitizer. I think you have to rub your hands together with the hand sanitizer, like 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that.
Wow.
You don't just put it on. You got to keep rubbing
So you have infected my brain.
Yes.
Because I used to be Mr. Hand Sanitizer.
Right.
Of course, we work in a radio station where germs can find their way pretty much anywhere. But anyway, so I would do sanitizer all the time, and you're like, what are you doing? You're not doing any. You need to actually
wash
just go wash your hands more. And I said, all right. So that's what I do now. But yeah, it's interesting that you go to some of these cities, you know, New York, Seattle. I've seen pictures where all the sanitizer's gone, but you have just rows of soap underneath that no one's buying.
Well, I will, in defense of it, if you're walking around town, opening doorknobs or whatever, you can't carry a kitchen sink or a bathroom sink with you in soap. So
yeah.
It does work there. But yeah, that's what the Centers for Disease Control and others say. Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands, which is just good cleanliness and hygiene, no matter whether there's coronavirus or not. So they talk about you know, the length of time you're supposed to wash your hands, you can sing happy birthday twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the standard, right? That's what most people do.
You usually do it to your, you know, inside your head. Some of us belt it out there in the washroom. But the old rule is, yeah, to 20 seconds, it's singing happy birthday twice. You've washed your hands long enough. Well, on Twitter yesterday, Twitter did what it does and posted a list of songs with choruses that are roughly 20 seconds long. So you only have to sing them once instead of twice.
All right.
Okay, so this is going to be good. And there's some from, you know, it's kind of newer music. Happy Birthday, kind of an older song, an oldie.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad when you're in the bathroom singing Happy Birthday to yourself.
It's a low point in a lot of people's lives. You were talking about doing this over time, singing the Happy Birthday song. Although I said there'd be disco music involved in this, and I saw on the text line, Brian in Mobile is worried that he's going to be slinging soap all over the walls while singing YMCA. YMCA did not make the cut.
That's surprising. You see, I've been doing Achy Breaky Heart. That's been my song of choice.
Achy Breaky. That's 20 seconds.
I didn't time it out exactly, but it felt like 20 seconds.
Okay, so these are the choruses of songs. Now, one of them they suggested, Truth Hurts by Lizzo. I know about the Lizzo because she makes a scene of herself. I don't know the Lizzo music well enough to sing any chorus to a Lizzo song.
No.
I do know Raspberry Beret by Prince. Okay. They said, y'all, 80s people like me, Raspberry Beret's chorus is 20 seconds plus. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, 20%.
That's a good one.
I mean, 20 seconds long. Love on Top by Beyonce.
I know who Beyonce is.
I do, and well, I just don't know her music as well as pictures and video. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Because that's also the one we learned for CPR, for the rhythm of CPR. If you do the Staying Alive chorus, you've washed your hands long enough. And the one that got the most votes yesterday for the song that has a 20-second chorus and also is returned to hits a glory spot, that's this song. Toto's Africa chorus coming in at like 22 seconds. Sing Africa. Get your hands clean.
So don't judge too harshly if you go in the bathroom and someone's singing this today.
In fact, I have a Toto t-shirt on when I'm doing it. That's a whole different thing. All right. 746 FM Talk 106.5. News 5 on the way next.
There's a reason why your CBD store is the biggest brick-and-mortar CBD retailer in the world. It's their quality, pure and organic CBD products and the personalized education they provide, offering a full line of SunMed products for you and your pets in a stress-free, relaxing environment. Your CBD store of West Mobile will answer your questions and help you get back to your best self. Don't let tomorrow bring another day of pain, sleeplessness, or anxiety. Come see Joe Brown today at your CBD store of West Mobile, Hillcrest, near Greelot.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County woman is facing child abuse charges for reportedly punching a small child in the face. Deputies say Nishafi Bettis hit the child after getting mad while shopping at a Dollar General. Florida officials are reporting a third case of coronavirus in the state. Two cases have been confirmed, while health officials are still working to confirm the new case. The most recent patient is the sister of a woman who was already infected after traveling together in Italy. Meanwhile, Florida health officials are also frustrated because officials in New York didn't tell them an infected patient had traveled to Miami. The Pensacola Police Department is selling T-shirts and hats for the upcoming Special Olympics Law Enforcement Torch Run. The torch will make its way across Florida to the Special Olympics Summer Games opening ceremonies in Orlando. The money raised will support Special Olympics athletes. T-shirts are $15, hats are $20. You can find details on how to order a T-shirt or hat at WKRG.com. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Look. I see a 10-point.
I see it, too. I'm down to one arrow. Let's do this.
Well, be careful. It's near my truck.
It's okay. I'm a good shot. Oh, sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
All right, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in college basketball. The South Alabama Jaguars rallied from 6 points down to beat Texas State last night 58-54. It was the final regular season game of the year for South, who finished the season on an 8-game win streak, and with the number 2 seed in the Sun Belt Conference. By earning the Sun Belt's number 2 seed, the Jags get a ticket straight to the conference tournament semifinals. The tournament begins this coming Saturday, but South gets plenty of time off. They'll next play at 2 p.m. next Saturday, March the 14th, at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. And now with 3 byes in the tournament, South only needs to win 2 games to earn a ticket to the NCAA tournament. In the SEC last night, Alabama fell to Vanderbilt 87-79. Vandy's Saban Lee scored a career-high 38 points in the upset win for the SEC's last-place team. Alabama needed to close out the regular season without a loss to have a chance at making the NCAA tournament. Now, if the Tide want to make the tournament, winning the SEC tournament is likely their only hope. The Tennessee Vols rallied from 17 points down to upset number 6-ranked Kentucky in Lexington, 81-73. John Fulkerson led the Vols with a career-high 27 points, and South Carolina beat Mississippi State 83-71. Tonight, we have 4 games in the conference. At 6 o'clock, number 17 Auburn hosts Texas A&M. Tigers are favored by 12.5 points, and you can hear the call from Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. Also at 6 tonight, Georgia hosts SEC East rival Florida, and Arkansas will host LSU. Then at 8 o'clock, Missouri is on the road at Ole Miss. In baseball, South Alabama lost to number 25-ranked Alabama in Tuscaloosa 12-2. The Tide homered 4 times in the win and remain undefeated with a 13-0 record. The loss drops the Jags' record to 7-7. Next up, they have an even tougher test. The Jags go back on the road to face number 10-ranked Arkansas on Friday. 751 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department at Airport and Air Terminal Drive. Also, I-10 eastbound ramp to South Water Street. Both of those are moved off to the side of the road. The other accident at Snow and Wolf Road getting cleared, and really seeing the heaviest fog now from the Bayway and the Causeway and heading into Daphne. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $188 a month for 36 months with $39.99 down, model number 4430. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Live traffic.
An acoustic evening with Jake Owen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour. With you. Saturday, March 15th, at the Mobile Sanger Theater. With special guest Larry Fleet. Get up close and personal with Jake Owen live. Tickets on sale now at the Sanger Theater box office and Ticketmaster.com. Jake Owen, down to the Tiki Tonk Tour.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Right, 754 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Coming up, Jeff Poor joins us for analysis of Super Tuesday. There's a lot as we start digging into the numbers here in Alabama. You see overall state numbers, and then we'll compare them against numbers down here in Mobile and Baldwin County. I think there's some real stories to be told there. We'll talk about those coming up. Right now, I want to check in with my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars. And I mean, I told y'all this man knows what we want. And what kind of vehicles you want to talk about today?
How about Jeep Wranglers?
Man, it's like my midlife crisis mobile. Lay it on me.
All right, how about a 2012 unlimited four-wheel drive? That means it's a full four doors, hard top, lifted, big tires and wheels, and somebody spent a lot of money on accessories. It's the Sahara package. Then we got a 2013 with only 70,000 miles, two-door. All these are automatic four-wheel drives. And then we got a 2009 hard top Sahara package.
Man, you are talking my language. Let's talk about financing as well. How's it look here in this first quarter?
Finance is great. The credit unions are really, really aggressive. They're looking for good customers every day. So we deal with most of the credit unions in the neighborhood plus across southeast. So we've got plenty of finance options.
All right. Give us some directions to come check out some Jeeps at LCM.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. I'm interested in the Wrangler. What is the pickup one? The CJ7? Is it the 7? The Scrambler. I think it's a 7. That's... I see some of those that people restored riding around town. I'm like just drooling. jealous of that. So... Coming up next hour, we'll look at these numbers. I think the takeaway here, the quick one, you need to know down here in our neck of the woods, we're going to be busy getting ready for a runoff. In other words, we'll be listening to reasons to go vote for people for the next month. The AL1 race in both the Democrat and Republican side, they're in runoff. So you have on the Democrat side, Keani Gardner and Dr. Averhart there, or Dr. Gardner and Dr. Averhart, two of them. It's the doctor runoff.
That's going to be,
of course, March 31st, as is the Republican, which has Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower in the mix. Now, the vote splitting between Hightower and Carl is like a 1,200, 1,000, a little over 1,000?
Yeah, just about, looks like 1,150 thereabouts
okay. That
separated them. I mean, we got about 100,000 votes total for that race.
I think that's good. Turnout was not great in the state. It wasn't like 2016, but that was okay in that race. You have, of course, third place finisher Chris Pringle. Where do his votes go?
Mm-hmm. That's
a huge
question.
Do they shift and go to Hightower? They shift and go to Carl? And then in the Senate race, the big question is, what happens here with all the people that voted yesterday down here for Bradley Byrne? 52% look like locally. I think that was Baldwin County. No, Baldwin County is higher. Mobile County was 52%. Baldwin County a little bit higher. Where do those votes shift? Do they break for Tuberville? Do they break for Sessions?
Because in that race, kind of like our AL1 race, you've got only one percentage point as of now that separates the two candidates that are in the runoff.
So statewide, there's one picture, but it's very different when you look at the votes down here. We'll analyze that, plus Amendment 1 going down in flames. We'll go down ballot, too, and go through the results from yesterday on this Mobile Mornings. Glad you're here.